Youth Action for Integrated Development, an NGO, in collaboration with Youth Brigade Foundation, is to undertake a six-month project known as Ghana First to educate the youth of the Upper West region on the need to ensure peaceful, free and fair general elections this year. The project, which will be executed specifically in the Lora district, will start in June and end in November. The Executive Director of Youth Action for Integrated Development, Augustine Sakoro Kabo, disclosed this in an interview with Radio Ghana Atwa. Here's a report from correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab.
Mr. Saka Kabo said the youth are the target of many politicians because they are sometimes used to cause electoral violence due to their vulnerability. He said what the youth, however, fail to remember is that they are the current and future leaders of the nation. He said it therefore means they will be doing more harm than good to themselves if they engage in acts that will draw the nation backwards. The executive director noted that even though campaign is yet to start in earnest, the political atmosphere is already tensed, a situation he described as a threat to the nation's democracy. Mr. Kabo said the NGO decided to undertake the project in the Lora district because it is one of the areas which can easily fall into violence, judging from the results of the last parliamentary elections. He said having monitored the ongoing biometric registration, which is characterized by accusations and counter-accusations by the ruling NDC and the opposition NPP, it is important that a lot of education is carried out for the youth to understand that the December polls is not the end of everything. He said Ghanaians need to change their political lenses and put on their nationalistic lenses so that they will see things that are being done in the interest of the nation objectively, instead of reading political meanings into them. Mr. Kabo noted that this does not mean the youth should not show love for their political parties or parliamentarians. Rather, they should know that Ghana needs to remain more peaceful and united after the general elections.
That report was found by Swala Abdul Wahab.